Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. It is Wednesday. It is already, believe it or not, it's hard to believe this, how fast time flies. It is the 3rd of October, and the FBI is wrapping up their hearings today, apparently, in their assessments, analysis, and face-to-face interviews. And to enlighten us on the analysis of everything, we have Judging Kavanaugh article by Lowell Ponte. Judging Kavanaugh, let's go through your analysis, Lowell.
Oh, sure we can. But first, what's interesting, Senator Dianne Feinstein, who created this whole monstrosity by holding back and keeping secret Blasey Ford's letter so it could not be heard during the regular hearings on Kavanaugh, who now insisted that we have an FBI report. Oh, it was so important. Now Dianne Feinstein says she does not want the FBI report released to the public. She does not want people to see what the FBI found, because what's being found is not all that affirmative for her ongoing attack on Judge Kavanaugh.
And all the other demon rats, they call it, or the demon crappies.
Yeah, case in point, and we'll get into this, is my article was largely about, called Judging Kavanaugh, was about how easy is it to create an artificial memory. Well, actually, it's actually very easy. And the fact is, there's mounting evidence that Ford not only is aware of artificial memory, she's actually written a scientific paper.
She's an expert. She's trained under a doctor working on the MKUltra program. She actually works at Stanford on the MKUltra program for the CIA, and she's an expert in it.
So there we have that. We also have the fact that she claimed to be an absolute innocent where polygraphs are concerned, lie detectors. Well,
right.
It turns out that she, in fact, according to a former boyfriend, he had witnessed her coaching a friend of hers on how to beat a lie detector test.
Right.
So she is increasingly uncredible as a source.
Well,
speaking of uncredible, by the way, Jeff Flake, senator from Arizona, who forced this additional week of FBI hearing by saying, "Oh, well, it would just be more honest, more fair if this were done. We only want a week," and so on. Of course, Democrats never intended to abide by that.
Right.
It appears they're being forced to. Jeff Flake, who said, "Now we can't have someone like Kavanaugh on the court." Someone who would actually talk back to lawmakers about their partisanship and their unfairness. And so Jeff Flake, it turns out, was influenced by two young women who cornered him in an elevator. How they got into the Senate office building, we don't know. But they cornered him in an elevator and were screaming and yelling at him about how horrible it was that he would not believe then that he would vote to support Judge Kavanaugh. Well, this is interesting. It turns out that both women are major executives at the Center for Popular Democracy. I don't know if there's a Center for Unpopular Democracy in America, but this is the Center for Popular Democracy, a left-wing activist group funded overwhelmingly to the tune of millions and millions of dollars by who? By George Soros. What a surprise. They're activist radicals. And in fact, one of them has a long past with the group Acorn that used to employ Barack Obama in Illinois, a group that had many members arrested for falsifying voter registrations, among other things. So here we see this continuing tie-in of satanic leftism to all this activity, including the intimidation of a very easily intimidated Jeff Flake, who may now vote or not vote. By the way, you notice there's something you can always count on in the left-wing media, and that is, for example, the moment we saw Jeff Flake turn on Kavanaugh and demand that this be extended out a week, he was immediately signed on to appear on CBS 60 Minutes.
Right.
And he lauded as a hero that very Sunday night. Why does this happen? Because every Republican is told from the moment they take office, it's easy to be glorified by the media. All you have to do is stab your own party in the back.
Right.
All you have to do is betray the Republican Party, and we will glorify you. We will call you a hero. We will call you a noble future leader of the country, and so on. Which is exactly what the ego-demented Jeff Flake wants. And that is what happened. So now Jeff Flake is going to be in the interesting situation. What he's really applying for was a job with MSNBC or CNN, because he's certainly never going to be hired by any conservative or Republican group again. So Jeff Flake was doing bad. We'll now see if he continues to try stabbing Kavanaugh in the back and destroy whatever tiny vestige of credibility he might still have left.
Wow.
But anyway, my column, the theme of which is, we saw Christine Blasey Ford make what appeared to be a really affecting appearance, an emotionally sincere, seemingly honest appearance. Of course, we didn't know she had spent so much time researching how to falsify memories. And if you could falsify your own memory via hypnosis or the like, then you could even pass, theoretically, a lie detector test, because you really believe what you're saying, even if it was untrue when implanted into you. In any event, Christine Blasey Ford seemed credible. So did Brett Kavanaugh when testifying before the American people. And so the American people found themselves asking which one of them was lying. And the fact is, potentially neither of them were lying. They both might have had recreated memories. Certainly there's a lot of evidence that Ms. Blasey Ford did. Even though no one else will corroborate the things she's saying, she corroborates it. She's quite sincere about her feelings, or so appears. And so what my column did was recount some of the work of memory expert Elizabeth Loftus, and how easy she found it to implant false memories in people, including a study in which Loftus showed a group of people an official-looking poster of Walt Disney characters, including Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny. Many of these people later remembered meeting Bugs Bunny on a childhood trip to Disneyland. Some of them even reported that Bugs had touched them inappropriately. But this, in fact, was impossible, as noted Professor Richard McKenzie, a former colleague of Loftus. Impossible because Bugs Bunny isn't even a Disney character. He's a Hanna-Barbera character invented by another cartoon manufacturing company. And yet, these people were all persuaded that they not only recognized Bugs Bunny as Disney, they recognized Bugs Bunny as a character who they chatted with as children at Disneyland, and in some cases, who touched them inappropriately. So can you create a false memory of a sexual encounter or any other kind of encounter? Absolutely. As Loftus
right.
And remember, Miss Blasey Ford was herself a professional psychiatrist, or not a psychiatrist.
Well, she trained under Dr.
psychologist.
She trained under Dr. Melgi, who actually was the primary guy at Stanford University setting up the MKUltra mind control program with drug-induced hypnosis to actually create assassins or people that could do certain things or give false testimony as a weaponized individual.
Yeah, and so we have this world where a witness, carefully concocted for the purpose, perhaps weaponized for the purpose, was sent against Mr. Kavanaugh, as you suggest.
Well, I put up a video last Friday after Gary Richard Arnold did a lot of research on this, and with tremendous amount, we're going to do an update. And we have, just on YouTube, the two different versions of it, 3,000 hits, and over on Vimeo, about 500 hits. So we're approaching 4,000 hits here very shortly today. Just for people to see, want to see the ugly facts about this. And her father, of course, her grandfather, worked for the OSSM-CIA with black operations for the CIA before and after the Second World War. Her father runs Redcoats, which is a special CIA operation to take care of billionaires and security. And her brother, until 2004, was an attorney at Fusion GPS. I mean, it goes on and on. She's got deep connections, of course.
Operation Redcoat, as in the Redcoats are coming, said our founders.
That's what it's called, his company. Redcoats.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and then also, she did 8 papers for Corcept, the drug company that makes mifepristone, the abortion pill, but also depression and mind control pills, drugs. So,
yep.
I mean, this is a very evil person. This one here, Blasey Ford, her family are devils, and she's a deviless. Let me tell you, she is a weaponized Manchurian candidate.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
For impeachment of Al Green and the Democrats, and all these senators that have a big mouth and want to destroy the jurisprudence, the rule of law, and the idea that you're innocent until proven guilty. When you have a woman who's lying through her teeth, obviously has implanted memories, says she doesn't remember anything so she can't be called into perjury. The fact is, why would we believe anything when she has no corroborative evidence, no witnesses, no forensic kit, nothing, and yet the demon rats have the nerve, including Cory Booker and others, like Blumenthal, to lie through their teeth and get wildly angry and say, this guy's got to be an alcoholic, he's a liar, and they have no right to say anything. And no matter what happens, they've already destroyed this man's life. Whether he will ever teach at Harvard or coach girls basketball again is a big question. The fact is, whether he gets appointed, these maniacs will probably continue this chant and this call for impeachment of the Supreme Court Justice, who will make a big difference because he's going to do 3 things. He'll take away the sacrament of abortion. He'll return the Constitution so the balance of powers between the different branches of the government so they can't impeach somebody like Cory Booker because they don't like Trump or any other president. And 3, he's going to return the rule of law, which is you're innocent until proven guilty. What the Senate has done is also destroyed the Me Too movement, the good parts of it, which if women have been abused, will they come forward? And if men or corporations are stupid enough to hire women now, because they can literally be accused and are guilty until proven innocent, like Napoleonic justice. This is insane. It destroys the women's rights movement to protect themselves against abuse. It destroys men. It destroys relationships. It destroys the idea of women in the workforce, even. This is an insanity thing. Literally, the Democrats will do anything to regain power, and it doesn't matter if they destroy the American population, or the rule of justice, or the pure jurisprudence, or the law, or relationships, or marriage, or any kind of relationship between men and women. It's insane, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And what we do find in common among the 3 different women who have been found to make accusations against Judge Kavanaugh, each one more vague and insipid than the rest, but not a single one of them has a single meaningful corroborating witness.
Well, I saw the boyfriend of this one I saw the one for the boyfriend for this third one, Swetwick. And this one, Ramirez, she's plainly crazy. She lied between her affidavit and her NBC appearances. Neither any of these people would precipitate an investigation, even by the local police, even if it happened 2 weeks ago, let alone 36 years ago. This is nuts. They need to shut up. We need to get a vote on Kavanaugh. We need to get it confirmed, and we need to move on.
Well, Ramirez, among other things, accuses Kavanaugh of having exposed himself to her at a party. Then she turned around and declared a day later in an interview that, well, she couldn't be sure it was Kavanaugh or not who did that.
Oh, you're kidding.
She had already given testimony under oath. I mean, she is now guilty of a felony if she is now reneging on her own testimony.
Yeah, five years in prison for it. And remember, destroying someone's career and also destroying the whole idea. For example, what they're trying to do is even destroy the idea that the Supreme Court deserves and respect as a primary lawgiver and law analyzer in the land, and a return to jurisprudence and the rule of law in the Constitution, where we've had them the last 50 years with people like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and others legislating from the bench that violates the separation of powers. This is really insane, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And not only are they engaged in ideological warfare, they're also engaged in Ford's account, potentially a revenge for her mother losing her home in a foreclosure action. They also, in the case of Ford, she mentioned in testimony that she is in fact receiving money from a GoFundMe page. That GoFundMe page, as of last Friday, I haven't bothered to look since, was at above $528,000, more than $500,000. It could well be above $1 million by now. But the point is, as Jonathan Turley of George Washington University Law School pointed out, and he is a liberal, he's a Hillary Clinton voter, but he said it is very suspect and dubious when a witness is collecting money from a GoFundMe page, because in effect they're getting rewarded. They're earning more money if they say more outrageous things. They have a mercenary incentive to amp up whatever they're saying.
Yeah.
So it just makes them less and less reliable as an honest witness.
Obviously. And then you wonder, who hired Katz for the attorney? Was it Feinstein? Because that itself could get Feinstein into prison, couldn't it? She's not allowed to hire an attorney for a supposed witness against, literally, it's a hit job against Kavanaugh. This is a violation of procedure, and it's illegal.
Oh, well, there are innumerable cases where Feinstein is out on the very thin limb and beyond. So, yes, that could be a serious problem for her.
I think what's going to happen here is you're going to see, it'll be by a narrow margin, you'll see the Democrats vote right across the board, but there's a number of red state areas where Democrats are running in the Senate, and they're going to have to vote to confirm Kavanaugh. If Kavanaugh doesn't get in, you can guarantee these senators are going to be gone. And I would expect that Trump will reappoint Kavanaugh after the midterms in a month.
Which would be wonderful.
Right. So in other words, they're going to have to put up with the fact that all the hearings are over, and they're going to have to run through the fact that he's going to reappoint him once we have more senators and can get it through the Senate despite the Democrats. Because the Democrats don't care. And they're actually one thing they're doing that's actually positive. They're getting the complacent Republicans out of their chair and their cozy chairs, thinking that Trump is fixing everything, and they're going to make them get out and actually vote. Because the big problem is the complacency on the part of the Republicans, thinking everything's been fixed. Is not. In fact, the battle's just on now. The battle's on, and that's what the Democrats are doing. They're getting their vote out, because as crazy as they are, they're getting their voters out. For example, look at Beto O'Rourke. They're pouring in three times as much money as Cruz, and I'm trying to say, look, you better get out there and support Cruz financially to get out. For every dollar, they get to 17 more people. Cruz, when I saw the interview and debate between Beto and Cruz, oh my God, this guy Beto is a nut. He is a psychotic, narcissistic maniac. He is.
Just because he wants to tear down the border, just because he wants to give the right to vote to illegals and so on, that you think makes him a nut?
Yeah.
Or that just makes him an ordinary Democrat by today's standards?
Well, I think they're destroying the party. I think most the elections will be won by independents, not Democrats or Republicans. And the independents are tilting toward Trump for more money in their pocket and more common sense. Do you want to be dangerous to go back and forth to school or work because you've got illegals here with no you know, driver's licenses are illegal and they're voting. And I mean, this is insanity. It's not that all illegals are bad. We want more immigration, but we want to tag the industry and specific skill sets of people we want here, either a Bracero to a Work program or actually rational immigration. And there should be an immigration day. By a certain day, industry and states have to say, we want so many people with certain types of skill sets. And then they have to be vetted properly before they get in here. They shouldn't just walk across the border like Beto wants.
Right. I would simply qualify and say all illegals are bad, but people who are illegal are not. They could, or they should, have something like the Bracero program that lets them come here. I grew up with Braceros picking in the orange groves around where I was a child all day long. I'd go hang out with them sometimes. They were very nice people, but they were legal.
They were legal workers, but not citizens, was what they were. Legal workers.
Exactly. And so, therefore, if someone comes here with the intent of doing so illegally, then to the extent they did that, they are bad. Even if they do good work, even if they don't intend to do anything.
Exactly.
They are still.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So here's what's happening. On the surface, we see this terrible situation with Kavanaugh. A very brilliant man, strong family man, has two little girls, one 10 and 13. They're going to suffer persecution in their schools probably for years. The wife, of course, she's shaken after being with this man, I think, 20 years. And she knows that this guy was probably, from what I heard, significantly a virgin until his late 20s, was never a predator, sexual predator, has all kinds of women to support him. If Kavanaugh has any sin, it's the sin of most politicians and work people who work in the White House of being yes men and yes women who will say yes despite the fact that they know if we ask tough questions about 9/11 as an inside job or the illegal prosecution of Iraq and Afghanistani wars. In fact, the latest is General Mattis has gone over to make a treaty with the Taliban when in fact we actually have our CIA running drugs with the Taliban to get a $2 trillion business to make sure that they kill up to 70,000 Americans with heroin coming right out of this place where they won't attack our troops and so on because they get their cut, including with international companies that come in and do drilling for strategic minerals in territory now controlled by the Taliban's increasing the amount of territory they control in the whole country of Afghanistan. There's no attempt at all by our government to rebuild the irrigation system we had in the 1950s, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers did, so they would not have to do dry land farming, which is perfect for heroin. And so the fact is, our government is evil. And probably Trump knows to a great extent what's going on, but how much can he do about it? Because the SAD, and we're going to talk about this in Hour 3, the Special Activities Division of the CIA, started to be developed after World War II. It was increased with John F. Kennedy, and he tried to kind of rein them in, and they are one of the players that was actually involved with killing JFK. And after Bill Clinton got in power, he actually weaponized the Patriot Act, which was, took 5 years to write with a battalion of attorneys. And he set the stage with the first World Trade Center attack in 1993 with an FBI informant officer and an Egyptian munitions expert, where they put weaponized toxic chemicals in the parking garage and killed six people. The fact is, Bill Clinton is still involved in Hillary Clinton with 50,000 encryption keys, and we're going to talk about this and other things, that the Bill Clinton and the, I call it the Hildebeest, and the deep state, all these actors and actresses, they were absolutely certain that Hillary Clinton was going to be president because she's the highest level female warlock in the Western world. I mean, her coven is in Los Angeles. That's why even her husband said for decades she would go to Los Angeles to go for her weekly coven meetings. People don't want to believe this stuff, but it's true, unfortunately.
Yes, the City of Angels.
Yeah, Los Angels. And I don't call it Los Angeles, I call it Lost Angels. You like that?
Fallen Angels, if you...
Fallen Angels or Devils, otherwise, in other words, the city called City of Devils. Los Angeles, the Lost Angels, that's what they should call it.
Yeah, and they control so many of the images our children see. Of course, increasingly we have participatory media. I mean, the industry of making games that your kids can play on a computer, a pattern which is now closely linked to the violence from the games, to the violence the kids may actually carry out, that is much more profitable now than big screen movies.
Right.
Has been for a long time.
Well, the thing is, in a few years' time, they're going to work out the alphabet of the cortex, and that's why the cell phone companies and 5G know that eventually they're going to be able to hack into the human cortices with special interface machines.
This is people who thought the Matrix was fiction.
It's not fiction, okay?
No.
Let me explain. I took care of the employees. I didn't work in Sriv Air Force Base, but I've been there. I took care of the employees working on dozens of classified projects, including Lockheed Martin, Lucent Technology, Storage Tech, etc., and Sriv Air Force Base, which is the primary node of the Matrix. The actual Cray Array underground, I walked through the array in the actual tunnels of the supercomputers, and they were building the gallium arsenide Cray 5, which had 100,000 times more computing capacity than the Cray 4. Large data centers like the one in Utah at Bluffield is 7 times the surface area of the Pentagon and causes a water shortage in local area Utah. People need to know they plan on building 7 of these in there. Building a virtual model of everybody as a sim in the planet so they can have a virtual world is total control, not just knowing what you buy and sell and what you like to do in your social media. They want to hack into your consciousness and actually hack into the alphabet of your consciousness live or asleep. People say, oh no, they won't do that.
Yeah. Parenthetically, they will not allow or authorize a measurement of how much water that center uses, because from that you could calculate how much heat dispersion it's generating, and that would tell you how much calculation is being done in there, and that's a great deal of calculation.
I think they call it, they don't call it terabytes, they call it something like zettabytes of information.
Well, it's well beyond terabytes.
Yeah, it's called a zettabyte.
I mean, and I have terabyte.
A zettabyte is supposed to be like a quadrillion terabytes, and they have thousands and millions of zettabytes that they're actually doing.
And that includes you and me and each individual on the planet, as you said.
Now, what it is, it's luciferic omniscience. Now, I want to explain this to people, and we're talking about this on the Monday with Deborah Tavares, and she finally got it because I try to use jokes and humor because I'm a sarcastic, I could be a stand-up comedian, I guess. I could go up to Orange County or L.A. and could do jokes for a few hours of people getting their munchies and getting drunk. But I'd be telling them the truth. And if I do it every day on the show, a lot of people say, I don't believe you, And I had one guy, he argued with him a few years ago, and he said, well, Deagle, if you've been through all this stuff, why don't they just kill me? I said, you know what? If they killed me, you and other knuckleheads might believe. And that shut him up. He didn't know what to say after that. He realized, I don't have a response, Deagle. You know why? There isn't one.
Well, why bother killing you when they've already killed his mental capacity?
Well, the thing is that the dark side, even if they didn't have me, they have to have a simulation of me to create an oppositional dialectic so they can control both sides of the argument. There's a lot of people in the so-called alternative media that to me are what we call deep state themselves. They're basically trying to control the narrative of the story. And they don't go deep enough. I mean, I honestly say that there's nobody that knows deeper and more classified information on any topic about the deep state and the intel agencies and what they're planning to do than I do. Nobody on earth. By down even a thousandth of what I know. And what I find disturbing is that these other hosts and so on, other people are terrified to have Deagle because they know if they cross-examine me or let me on the air, they're going to lose audience. They're going to realize I'm telling the whole truth and not just part of it to spin the story. That's scary, isn't it?
It is, although I'm not sure we have a species left that could understand the whole truth if it were told to them.
Well, it's not a matter of understanding. You see, the problem is I call it willful ignorance or vicious ignorance. They bare their teeth even though they know it's the truth because they figure if we attack the messenger and act aggressive, that somehow the message itself will go away because they try to scare the messenger. I don't scare. And that's what's really frightening to people. That's why I get very few callers to call into the program. And I don't tolerate any ad hominem attacks. If you ask a valid question, I love it. Please call in. I beg you. And in fact, the number is 877-317-6432. We have daily probably tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. In a week, we have millions of audience. We're broadcast over on Revolution Radio, Red State Talk Radio, and more radio stations I'm working on getting, and other networks. Guess what? They don't want to call in. They don't want to be confronted because if they disagree, it's going to get disagreeable. And I'm not going to be nice. I'm going to do intellectual fencing, and I'm going to do what's called an intellectual autopsy. I call it an intellectual vivisection without anesthetic. And it's going to hurt, and it's going to leave a mark. Because most people don't think. They don't ask tough questions, just like Ed Asner when he put his video out September 1st. I've been trying for weeks to get a hold of Ed or any of his staff or the media company up in Toronto that controls this stuff in this movie. This whole movie was on the idea of 9/11. Oh, why don't people ask questions about 9/11? And he had psychotherapists and other people. It's like, no, you have building people to talk about structural steel and the fact that if you don't read 3,000 plus 500 degrees, you can't turn structural steel into an atomic vapor except with nukes. Okay, I have the documents. If people want to request it, I have the documents from a Finnish munitions expert contracted by the Sport Authority in 1998 to demolish the buildings with micro-nukes and RDX. You don't want to believe me? Damn it. Ask for the documents free. I'll give it to you. No charge. Just ask for them and I'll send you the whole megabytes of garbage that tells you the whole truth. Okay? And that means even Donald Trump is covering up the fact that he probably knows as a building maker that these buildings were destroyed by an inside job. Period.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Absolutely, let's do that. And welcome back, and Lowell, I'd like you to plug your book. We've written with Craig Smith, who's often on Fox News Business with Neil Cavuto. This book is very important. It kind of lays out the positions that we have a form of public insanity going on in our corporation, in our public discourse. It penetrates through business, through the universities, and through even just normal life. And this is not rational. It's not something that can be sustained or actually maintained. A reasonable society where, you know, the lack of violence occurs and so on. In fact, the call for violence on the part of the Democrats with Mad Maxine Waters and others is getting really dangerous. And I don't think they realize just how bad this can become. I mean, or the flashback that would be in their face if they actually try to pursue this. I mean, a few months ago, with having Josh Bernstein on, I got on Right Wing Watch, and I had one character by his name in Louisiana say he was going to come down to Vista, California and shove a gun down my throat. Now, I'm going to tell you out there, I'm not Mr. Passive. And, you know, you can protest all you want. You can have a different opinion. In fact, I tell people, please have a different opinion and actually have a dialogue. But if you think you're going to abuse me or my family or harm me and get away with it and still live in this living world, you're delusional. And if you think that means I'm mean because I will not permit you to abuse me or put me down like a dog, you're an idiot. So I want people to understand that. That's why I'm still alive, and a lot of my colleagues that are functional medicine doctors are dead, especially ones that research macrophage activation factor. If you think any of you morons out there are going to be able to put down Dr. Deagle, try it. It'll be your last try, and I'm going to arrange an appointment for you to see me, Jesus, Allah, or Satan himself. Okay? So I don't get any more calls, because if your morons out there are enough to think you could have Maxine Water can call for abuse of politicians and so on, now they have to have private guards in various restaurants now to prevent politicians being abused by the staff of the restaurant or by people that come in and think it's okay to spit in someone's face or take a baseball bat or a gun to them. It's pretty bad, isn't it?
Oh, it's very bad. And the point is, our very reality is being bent. You know, we're talking about memory reprogramming.
Yeah.
Or Christina Blasey Ford. What you have to remember is that is not the only thing the left is concerned with. That what we call history is our shared memory.
Right. They want to actually change history. They want to tear down statues. They want to rewrite the history books, don't they? You know,
they
want to
rewrite our very consciousness, yes, but certainly they want to tear down the statue. They want to make yesterday's heroes into evildoers. They want to make Boy Scouts into sinners, and they want to make the devils of yesterday into the heroes of today. I mean, it's not an accident that the chief left slogan nowadays is no Trump, no wall, no USA at all. It's not an accident that Kavanaugh recognizes we're already living in Orwell's 1984.
Right. In fact, I think even Elon Musk mentioned that too, didn't he, in this last week?
Yeah, and that's not an uncommon theme, because you remember in 1984, Big Brother was constantly in the business of rewriting the history books and the newspaper stories so that as one looked back through the documentation, he is always right. He has never been wrong, because history is rewritten to make sure he's always right.
What you have to understand is what's being done here in the public discourse and behavior of people like the Demon Rats and the Rhino Republicans like Flake is actually the background for the Mark of the Beast. Total mind control, total rewriting history, total tracking of everybody, total omniscience by the demonic horde that run the world without nation states, with just us literally farmed humans in a farm or a large cybernetic cage. That's what they plan.
Yeah, this is why The Matrix is one of the truest movies ever made. And by the way, we deal with that thematic very much in our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. Your listeners, by the way, Dr. Bill, can get a copy of this 250-page book, not by paying $20 to Jeff Bezos and Amazon. You can get it absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you a penny, just by calling a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Now, you can't have The Matrix without three basic things. You need to have digital processing like in the United States, which is prescient on the planet. Number two, you need to have a public discourse where the rule of law and jurisprudence are gone and Napoleonic justice takes over, so you're guilty on the basis of any kind of data or false accusations, and you're guilty until proven innocent. And the third thing you have to have is you have to have total control of all commerce, so even cryptocurrencies. In fact, they're trying to cryptonize the U.S. dollar. People don't know this, do they? They want to turn it into crypto.
Well, the essence of a cryptocurrency is to get away from actual tangible money that doesn't depend on the government. They want to take us to a cashless society, and the easiest way to do that is to let you think you're being liberated by cryptocurrency, when in fact you're just being plugged into the computer. You're doing away with real money and accepting Bitcoin and so on in its place. By the way, that number again for the free book, 800-630-1492.
In my research, all the cryptocurrencies were set up by the no such agency, the NSA and CIA. Did you know that?
Yeah.
They're the fathers of it.
Maybe not all of them, but certainly the ones like Bitcoin that people...
All the biggies ones, you know.
Yeah.
And people need to understand, well, why would they do that? Because they want to eventually cryptonize all the currencies. And even countries like China don't want to be sucked into the cryptonization, do they? They want a gold.
Because all your money and value then depend on a computer and a third party to validate the worth of money.
And all they have to do is press.
If you had an ounce of gold, you don't need anybody to validate an ounce of gold for you.
Which is why we have our carat bars, and it gives you the actual physical gold. And you can even transfer ownership if it's 100,000 or a million microbanks in the bottom of people's root cellar. The fact is, the government wants total control. And eventually, this so-called Mark of the Beast system is an omniscient system that not only controls all commerce, controls all thought, hacks into your currencies, and they already said 5 to 7 years from now, they'll be able to have children that can actually play a video game without even eyes or ears that can actually hack directly into the cortex, bidirectionally.
So not only your money, but your mind will be hackable, trackable, and taxable.
I tell people, I say, the mark of the beast is not something you opt into. It's something that if you don't opt out of, you are already in. If you don't opt out, you're in. And that's what people don't get. They think, well, no, that's not going to happen. And by the way, they think it's not happening under Trump. He authorized January 8th for the 5G network. 5G is necessary. Without 5G, you can't have the Jetsons and autonomous vehicles and a skyway, which is highways in the sky. You can't have total control. You can't take away people's vehicles. So in the future, they don't want people to have private vehicles. It'll all be electric vehicles controlled by the supernet. It'll all be autonomous drivers or Amazon flying a little drone to drop off your milk and eggs in the morning at your front doorstep. People say, oh, no, that won't happen. They're already doing tests up in Seattle, aren't they?
Yeah, if people do not realize, they're going to have to take charge of their future. Donald Trump, even if we assume he's the most honorable, noble, and sincere being ever to try to take away the monster state that we're developing, he's only good for another 6 years.
Well, not only that, there's things happening even under his nose that people don't realize. He probably doesn't realize 5G. He probably doesn't realize when he sanctions his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and they think they're going to rebuild the Jewish temple. They don't realize it's the abomination that desolates against the blood of Yeshua that paid the price and against the coming what's called the apocalypse, which, by the way, people think, oh, the rapture is going to come first. No, no. The rapture in the Bible is taking evil out of the earth, not good. And God is going to take evil out. And they're already putting themselves together. They're going to be taking special treatments and vaccines and God knows what they're going to do, but they're going to guarantee their own existence shall be terminated. That's where things are going. And people don't get this, do they? They don't get it. I mean, we have a very... Yeah, the people don't get it. And they think, well, I don't want to listen to Deagle. He thinks he knows everything. Well, if I talk about something, I do know it, and I'd rather dialogue with you. You don't have to agree with me, but you do have to dialogue, which indicates you've got to defend your position, and believe me, I'm not going to be pleasant over it. People say, oh, well, you're not nice, Dr. Deagle. I said, why in your delusional mind do you consider me nice? Because I want you to defend it. You don't have to agree with me, but you do have to dialogue. And that means you have to analyze with logic and evidence. It's called opine. And then you have to pray on it to see whether or not what you came to the conclusion of is actually fits true with your soul. And people need to realize what's going on. They're being lied to by both parties, both Republicans and Democrats. Right now, the Democrats would cause the deep state to completely control us almost immediately. Trump is at least in some ways trying to see if he can improve the economy and do other things. But the man needs us, like people like yourself, Lowell, and myself, and other experts like Scott Adams, and John W. Spring, etc., Deborah DeFars. He needs to have what we call a Samuel Council of people that are wise people, that don't want money and don't want fame, but need 20 minutes of his time a week to talk to him. The man is without proper information. He doesn't have counselors, he has advisors, and he picks, after he listens to all the advisors, what he's going to believe. That's what's going on.
Yeah, and in this war between the children of light and the children of darkness, you're going to have to take a side, even if you think you're not taking a side. You're going to have to be active. You have a purpose here, other than just going along with others.
Well, being a believer is a verb, not a noun.
Yeah.
If you're not fighting against lies and mistruths like a Blasey Ford, if you're not fighting against the fact that even Trump is screwing up on things like planning to rebomb Syria because they have so-called chemical weapons, if you're not willing to tell Trump that if you don't have people on the ground confirming that they're doing it or forcing China to do trade deals that are reciprocal and not steal our intellectual property, you know, Jay giving him a cake in Mar-a-Lago is not going to fix Mr. Xi. Okay? So we need to be a lot more real here. And Trump needs to listen. He needs to listen. He's a good man, but he needs to listen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.